HBO's Lovecraft Country concludes its first season this Sunday. The show focuses on a black family, the supernatural, the all-too-real horrors of Jim Crow America, and a lot more. And NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now to discuss the show ahead of its finale. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
Okay, there is so much to unpack in this show. It's based on a novel. The title references horror fiction writer H.P. Lovecraft. Tell us more about the premise of this show.
Do we have 2 hours? Can I take up the whole show?
I know.
It's just jam-packed with stuff. I mean, so as the series begins, we are introduced to Atticus Freeman. He's a veteran of the Korean War. He's coming back to his hometown in Chicago, and his father has disappeared. And it turns out his disappearance is wrapped up in magic. And so the show kind of takes all of these horror and supernatural tropes, many of which were created by H.P. Lovecraft, and puts a black family at the center of them. And that is such a twist because Lovecraft was notoriously in real life a racist.
Mm-hmm.
There's this constant back and forth where you're introduced to these real life instances of racism, things like sundown towns where black people were not allowed to be within the city limits after the sun went down, lynchings, Emmett Till's death. All these things are sort of recast and made part of the family's lore because they're connected to magic, and the family is trying to save itself from these malevolent white people who use dark magic to advance themselves.
Yeah. There's a haunted house episode, a body horror episode, a time travel episode. As you said, it takes on a lot of different things. I mean, so many different concepts. Do you think that overall it pulls off that huge range of ideas it's playing with?
It feels like the people who made this thought that they might only get one shot at it. So they just stuck everything. they stuck everything in this series that they could possibly think of. You know, one of the things that's interesting, for example, it interrogates all the rigid roles that black men and women have had to face, again, in 1950s Jim Crow era America. And there's a character, Hippolyta, who, as you mentioned, discovers a time travel machine and eventually travels in time. And she talks a little bit about how discovering this was freeing for her. And we have a clip. Let's check it out.
Now that I'm tasting it, freedom. Like I've never known before. I see what I was robbed of back there. All those years I thought I had everything I ever wanted, only to come here and discover that all I ever was the exact kind of Negro woman white folks wanted me to be. I feel like they just found a smart way to lynch me without me noticing the noose.
And in the way in which that character is escaping the rigid bonds of her life, the show itself is doing the same thing. It is taking these black characters and freeing them from the roles that they are often placed in these kinds of stories. There's just so much packed into this series.
Okay, it seems for those who have watched the show that they fall into two camps. They're part of the cult of Lovecraft Country. They just absolutely love it and want to talk about it. And then those who find it to be super traumatic, because we're talking about racism, there's sci-fi elements, and then it's also an action film with lots of violence. What have you heard? I mean, it's obviously a very popular show.
Yeah, well, it's a show that is very bold, and it's pushing a lot of buttons. Hmm. The creator and showrunner, Misha Green, wound up posting an apology because they had a character that was an indigenous character that kind of got killed off in almost an offhanded way. And she wound up apologizing for not doing more with that character and finding a way for that character's arc to be less stereotypical. So even the showrunner has admitted that there's some times when maybe they got it wrong or they could have handled it better.
And Eric, without spoiling it, you had a chance to see the season finale, which will air on Sunday. Do you think it's a fitting end to the season?
Well, you know, as with a story this complex, I'm sure there's some people who might be disappointed. The story has come down to the family coming together to try to save Atticus's young cousin who's been cursed. And so there's a moment where Atticus sort of falls into a trance and he reconnects with his ancestor who's been helping him learn how to use magic. Let's play that clip.
I realized this magic was not something to be feared, but a gift to pass on.
I need your help. My cousin's been cursed. I unbound a book to save him.
You gonna save them all?
So I think people who love the series will find this conclusion to be everything that they hoped it would be. And if there are things about the series that have troubled you, the finale's not going to change that.
Well, a lot of folks will be looking forward to Sunday. I want clarification from you. Will there be a season two of Lovecraft Country?
You know, I was asking the folks at HBO that very question. There hasn't been an announcement. I would be surprised if HBO didn't do another season, but we haven't heard anything definitive yet.
That's NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. As always, thank you.
Thank you.